So with the permission of the devotees, because we're observing Srila Rupa Goswami's Tirubhava, I Srila Rupa Goswami Tirubhava Mahamudas Mahay. We'll chant Sri Sri Sakya Swami Hastika. Sabino Kesat, huh? Grant, hey, that book, Kesat. So ye bahut lamba hai, bahut time nahi ke paas hai. So kripaya hum sab sab ke saath ki karenge. Theek hai? Krishna kirtan gana natana paro premamrita nidhi. Dira dira jana priya priya karo nirvan saro pujito Shri Chaitanya Kripa Paro
Nana Ratna Nivala Mula Vita. Yeah.
Translation. In return for King Indra's benediction, the ditches in the earth will be filled automatically. The land accepted one form of the sinful reactions for killing the Brahman. Because of those sinful reactions, we find many deserts on the surface of the earth.
अनुवाद पृथ्वी ने राजा इंद्र से बदले में यह वरदान लेकर कि जहां कहीं भी बैठे होंगे वे समय पर अपने आप भर जाएंगे ब्रह्म हत्या के पापों का चतुर्थांश स्वीकार कर लिया उन पापों का ही हमें पृथ्वी पर अनेक मनुष्य दिखाई पड़ते
हैं Because deserts are manifestations of the earth's disease condition, no auspicious ritualistic ceremony can be performed in the desert. Persons destined to live in deserts are understood to be sharing reactions to the sin of Brahmahatya, the killing of a Brahmana.
तात्पर्य चूंकि रेगिस्तान पृथ्वी के रुग्ण स्थिति के कारण प्रकट होता है अतः कोई भी अनुष्ठान रेगिस्तान में सफल नहीं किया जा सकता जिनके भाग्य में रेगिस्तान में रहना बदा है उनके बारे में यह समझना चाहिए कि ब्रह्म हत्या के पाप फल के कारण वे वहाँ रह रहे हैं
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर सुहस्ति गौरभक्त हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा
सो वी हैव टू रीड टेक्स्ट 4, 5, and 6
हमें श्लोक 4 और 6 भी पढ़ने हैं
सो आई एम गोइंग टू आस्क Dharmaraj Prabhu to do that seva. Four, five, and six. Just translation. Once upon a time, however, the King of Heaven, Indra, understood that Vishnu was secretly cheating the demigods by offering oblations on behalf of the demons. He became extremely afraid of being defeated by the demons, and in great anger at Vishnu, he cut Vishnu's 3 heads from his shoulders.
किंतु एक बार स्वर्ग के आने इनको पता चल गया कि विष्णु देवताओं को धोखा देकर असुरों को आहुतियां दे रहा है असुरों की आहुति दे रहा है अतः और असुरों द्वारा पराजित किए जाने से अत्यधिक भेद होगा और अति क्रोध में उसने विष्णु के 3 असुरों को उसके कंधों से अलग कर दिया
Text 5 Thereafter the head meant for drinking Somaras was transformed into a Kapinjala, a Franklin partridge, like kabutar, something like kabutar, like pigeon. Similarly, the head meant for drinking wine was transformed into a Kalavinka, a sparrow. And the head meant for eating food became a titiri, a common partridge.
तत्पश्चात सोमनाथ करने वाले सिर्फ पपी है में सुरापान करने वाले सिर्फ घोड़े में और भोजन करने वाले सिर्फ तीतर में बदल गया
Next, text 6. Translation. Although Indra was so powerful that he could neutralize the sinful reactions for killing a Brahmana, he repentantly accepted the burden of these reactions with folded hands. He suffered for 1 year, and to purify himself, he distributed the reactions for this sinful killing amongst the earth, the water, the trees, and women.
In the Indra-Shakti Shantha, if he wanted, then Brahmahatya's path to miraculous path. किंतु उसने हाथ जोड़कर पश्चाताप में पाप भार को स्वीकार कर लिया। उसने एक वर्ष की यात्रा होगी और तब अपनी शुद्धि के लिए हत्या के पाप को पृथ्वी, जल, वृक्ष तथा स्त्रियों में बांट दिया।
हरे कृष्ण।
So in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear about the sacrifice of Indra.
तो इस अध्याय में हम इंद्र द्वारा किए गए यज्ञ के बारे में सुनते हैं।
And Indra's sacrifice is giving benefit to the demigods.
और जो इंद्र जो त्याग किया तो ये उसके बाद रूपा को लाभ प्राप्त होता है।
But one of the brahmanas in the sacrifice, Vishwaroop, he was giving some of the benefits to the demons.
तो जो विष्णु का जो एक व्यक्ति कर रहा था वो देव असुरों को भी आहुति अर्पण कर रहा था।
So he was cheating Indra.
तो इंद्र को धोखा दे रहा था।
So Indra is a kshatriya.
इंद्र क्षत्रिय के रूप में
सो ही टुक एक्शन
तुरंत उन्होंने उनकी प्रतिक्रिया की
दिस इज द क्वालिटी ऑफ अ क्षत्रिय ऑलवेज रेडी फॉर एक्शन
तो ये क्षत्रिय का धर्म ही होता है कि हर समय कुछ ना कुछ करने के लिए आ रहे होते हैं
शौर्यं तेजो दुतिर्यक्षं युधे चाप्यातलायनं धनं ईश्वरं भावश्च क्षत्रो कानना स्वभावच Bhagavad Gita mentions the qualities of the kshatriya. And one of them, Yudhe Chakya Palayanam, he's never afraid to fight.
So
he fought with Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop had three heads. One was for drinking soma ras.
Soma paan karne ke liye bhukta hota.
One was for drinking wine. Pina vina. Drinking wine.
Sharab peene ke liye bhukta.
And the third head was for eating food, bhojan.
Aur tisra bhojan ke liye tha.
And Indra cut off all three of these heads.
Indra ne teenon sir kaat diya.
And the three heads fell to the ground. So Vishwaroop Mardiya, he was dead. Vishwaroop Chalenge, Vaikuntha Chalenge, Chalo Vaikuntha. He was dead.
Vishwaroop Mardiya.
So Indra got simple reactions for killing Vishwaroop.
विष्णु को मारने का रण उनको उसके पाप का फल मिल गया।
Because Vishnu was a brahmana.
क्योंकि विष्णु भी ब्राह्मण थे।
And the sin, the pap for killing a brahmana is very great.
क्योंकि ब्राह्मणों की हत्या का पाप बहुत भारी होता है।
It's a very great reaction.
बहुत ज्यादा प्रतिक्रिया या फल उनको मिलने लगा।
So Indra suffered.
इंद्र बहुत दुख का दुख उठाना पड़ा।
For 1 year.
एक साल तक।
And after 1 year, He reduced the suffering by distributing the sinful reactions to 4 different personalities.
So, अपने पापों के फल को 4 लोगों ने उसने बांट दिया.
He gave some of the pot to the women.
स्त्रियों को पाप का हिस्सा दिया.
He gave some of the pot to the water.
पानी को भी दिया.
He gave some of the pot to the trees. And he gave some of the pot to the land. And today's verse we're reading today is about the pot, the sin that he's giving to the land. Now he's giving the pot to the land and the land is accepting the pot. So Indra is also giving benediction, asirwad, to the land for accepting this sinful reaction. Just like if you do some seva for someone, then they will reciprocate by giving
asirwad.
I remember I was living in Vrindavan for a short period of time. And the pujari and Srila Prabhupada Samadhi Mandir, he said, "Hey Kalavya, you come and do kirtan every day during the 7 o'clock morning arti of
Prabhupada."
So I went to the pujari and I did the kirtan for Prabhupada, and then after the kirtan, after the arti, the pujari gave me Mahaprasadam.
So arti kya, arti ka sabhi kirtan kya, woh jor se pujari ko Mahaprasadam.
So whenever you do some seva, there's always some asirwad.
Agar aap kuch bhi seva karte hain, to usko aashirwad zarur milta hai.
So the earth is taking the pap from Indra.
पृथ्वी ने इंद्र से पाप किया.
And the earth is also suffering.
पृथ्वी भी एक कष्ट उठा रही है इस पाप के कारण.
And Indra is giving asirwad.
इंद्र ने आशीर्वाद दिया.
The suffering is that there are deserts on the earth.
तो इस पाप के कारण पृथ्वी में बहुत सारे मरुस्थल या रेगिस्तान उत्पन्न हुए.
What is a desert?
ये रेगिस्तान मरुस्थल क्या होता है?
Desert is very hot. And there's practically nothing growing there. Practically no plants. No animals. Not even kabutar. Nobody. Nobody is there. A very papi, very sinful place. And even you cannot do sacrifice there. So this is the reaction that the earth took, is that there became deserts on the earth.
So pruthvi is tarah paap kiya uska phal isliye kiya ki wo registan ke roop mein parivartit ho gayi.
And then Indra gave benediction that if there's some hole in the earth, it becomes filled with water.
Indra ne aisa bataya ki agar aapke roop mein paap hai aur koi gadha ho to gadha aapke aap us samay par bhar jayega.
So that's very nice.
Bahut acha hai.
Isn't it nice if someone cuts a hole in you, it fills with water, it's good?
Agar aapke sharir mein kuch zakhm hua, khaag hua, aaya paani bhar jayega, acha hai.
So the earth is very happy, some hole is coming, paani is coming also.
To prithvi bahut prasanna ho gayi, kuch gadhe the usme apne paani se bhar jata tha.
So desert is a very sinful place.
To manushya ke registan bahut hi paap ka sthan hai.
Nothing is growing there.
Wahan kuch bhi ugta nahi hai.
It's barren, it's vacant, nothing is there. So when the living entity comes to this material world, our heart is also like that desert. There's nothing there, no love for Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada, he taught us how to pour the water into the desert-like heart.
The Prabhupada ne sikhaya ki aise manushal ya rikistan jise dekar is prakar jal ki jal ka varshan kiya jata
hai. He taught us this process of shravanam kirtanam, hearing and chanting.
The Prabhupada ne ye shravan kirtan ki vidhi sikhayi.
By shravanam kirtanam we're pouring water in our heart.
तो हम श्रवण कीर्तन के द्वारा हृदय में सिंचन कर रहे हैं जल के द्वारा.
And the most nutritious water in the age of Kali Yuga, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalona, Stevana, 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 Tiranita. The most nutritious water that we can pour into our hearts in Kali Yuga.
तो कली युग में हमारे जो मनुष्य के चित्त बन गया उसमें सिंचन करने के लिए जल है वो हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र है.
हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा, हरे हरे, हरे राम, राम राम, हरे. And also very delicious, nutritious water that we can pour in the heart is chanting the glories of the Lord's devotees.
तो भगवान के भक्तों का गुणगान करना ये भी शिक्षा है. बहुत ही स्वादिष्ट भी है और ये बहुत पोषक भी है.
So today is the disappearance day of Srila Rupa Goswami.
तो आज Srila Rupa Goswami जी का तिरुभाग दिन है.
And with the blessings of the devotees, with your permission, I would like to just speak a small drop in the ocean of the glories of Rupa Goswami.
तो सभी वैष्णव का आशीर्वाद से मैं Srila Rupa Goswami के गुणगान का एक बिंदु कुछ बताना चाहता हूँ.
If you give me your आशीर्वाद, say Hari Bol. So his father's name was Kumar Dev.
उनके पिता का नाम कुमार देव था.
And his mother's name was Revati Devi.
उनकी माता का नाम रेवती देवी था.
He comes from a line of Saraswat Brahmins from Karnataka.
तो कर्नाटक के सारस्वत ब्राह्मण के परिवार से थे.
Very high class Brahmins.
बहुत ही उच्च स्तरीय ब्राह्मण थे.
His father moved to East Bengal, current Bangladesh.
तो वहाँ से पूर्व बंगाल के जो आपका बांग्लादेश वहाँ पे स्थानांतरित हुए थे पूर्व वर्ष.
And there he raised his family.
तो वहाँ पर उनका पोषण पालन पोषण हुआ.
He had five sons.
तो उन्होंने कुमार जो पांच पुत्र थे.
Three of them were pure devotees.
तो इसे तीन तो शुद्ध भक्त थे.
Rup, Sanatan, and Anupam.
Rup, Sanatan, Anupam, ये शुद्ध भक्त.
So, Rup and Sanatan, their names were Amara and Santosh.
Rup and Sanatan, their names were Amara and Santosh.
Later, they took seva from the Hussain Shah.
The Hussain Shah.
And their names became Dabir Qas and Sakar Malik.
बाद में नवाब हुसैन के दरबार में नौकरी करने के तो नाम बदल के दबीर खास और साकर मलिक बन गए.
Dabir Qas means a personal assistant.
दबीर खास का मतलब निजी सेवक होता है.
Sakar Malik means the finance officer.
साकर मलिक का अर्थ है कि जो धन के
finance minister.
धन के मंत्री.
हाँ.
वित्त मंत्री.
Later, they met Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
उसके बाद वो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य महाप्रभु से मिले.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them the names Rupa and Sanatan.
तब चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने रूप और सनातन कैसे नाम दिए?
So Nawab Hussain Shah, he engaged them in his service.
तो नवाब हुसैन शाह ने
Now, even before they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were great devotees.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu se milne se pehle bhi wo bahut bade bhakt the.
So why would they serve the Malecha king?
To phir unne se Malecha rajya ki seva kyun?
Because the king, the Shah, he threatened them.
Kyunki jo Nawab Hussain Shah the unko dhamkaya.
If you do not serve me, I will kill many in the Brahmin community.
तो अगर आपने मेरी सहायता नहीं की तो मैं सब ब्राह्मणों का नाश कर दूंगा.
I will stop your sacrifices.
आप जो यज्ञ करते हो मैं बंद कर दूंगा.
I will break your temples.
आपके मंदिरों को तोड़ दूंगा.
If you do not serve me, Vaishnavism will be finished in this land.
मेरी सेवा नहीं करोगे इस भूमि पर जो वैष्णव है वो पूरी खत्म हो जाएगी.
So out of fear of the Hussain Shah to protect the Vaishnav community, Rup and Sanatan, they did seva for the Nawab Hussain Shah.
तो वैष्णव को सहायता प्रदान करने के लिए उनको बचाने के लिए रूप और सनातन दोनों ने नवाब हुसैन की यहाँ मूर्ति स्वीकार की.
They were highly intelligent.
बहुत बुद्धिमान थे.
They were extremely competent.
और बहुत ही मतलब योग्य व्यक्ति थे.
They executed their duties so meticulously.
वो अपनी जो जिम्मेदारी बहुत ही मतलब गंभीरता से निभाते
The Nawab Hussain Shah was बहुत प्रसन्न. He was very pleased with them.
Nawab Hussain Shah उनसे बहुत प्रसन्न थे.
He gave them great wealth and riches.
बहुत धन उनको दिया.
So they moved to Ramkeli.
Ramkeli में आगे बढ़ो.
In West Bengal.
तो West Bengal में.
And they built with their riches that they received from the Shah, they built Gupta Vrindavan. They built a replica of Vrindavan. Radhakun, Shamkun, Govardhan, everything was there.
उनके पास जो धन था उसके बाद उन्होंने वहाँ वृंदावन की प्रतिकृति बनाई जिसमें राधाकुन शामकुन सब कुछ था.
And they would have Bhagavatam discourses and many brahmanas and learned scholars would come.
तो भागवत पर प्रवचन करते थे बहुत सारे विद्वान लोग वहाँ आते थे सुनते थे.
One day, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Ram Kali to meet Rupa and
Sanatana.
He had thousands of devotees with him. They were all dancing and loudly chanting the holy names.
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna! Krishna! Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram! Hare Ram! Ram Ram! Hare Hare!
Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, they fell down at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet with straw in their teeth. And they said, "We are so sinful. We have taken the service of this Mulecha. We do not deserve even to speak with you. And we are just like Jagai and Madai. We are the most fallen."
Atita pavana hetu tabavata.
But because you are the savior of the most fallen, please give us your mercy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave them the names Rupa and Sanatan.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu named Rupa and Sanatan.
Hribo!
Hribo!
And he put his hands on their heads to bless them. They fell down and they put their heads at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they placed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet on their heads. And then Lord Chaitanya lifted them up and embraced them. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Shri Rupa Sanatan ki. So he went back to Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then later went to Vrindavan. After Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Prayag for the Kumbh Mela. Now there's Kumbh Mela going on in Nashik. And many wonderful devotees are going there.
So
Rupa and Sanatan, they went to Prayag. And there they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in front of the Bindu Madhava temple with thousands and thousands of
devotees.
The entire universe was reverberating with the sounds of the holy names.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna! Krishna! Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Rupa and Sanatan fell at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spontaneously composed a famous prayer. Namo Mahavandanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Bora to say Namaha. Namo Mahavandanyaya, I offer my obeisances to Maha, the great Vandanyaya, merciful, most merciful. Krishna Prema Pradayate, you are giving Krishna Prema. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane. Your name, Namane, is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Gora Tushehe Namaha. I offer my obeisances to you who are golden in color. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reciprocated by instructing Rupa Goswami for 10 days at Das Asplanade of Ghat. He explained
Atma-gyan
that the Atma is 1/10,000th the size of the tip of the hair. He explained, Brahmanda Brahmati Korn Bhagyavan Jeev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, that the living entity is wandering in this jagat, in this universe, birth after birth. By the mercy of Krishna, one gets guru. By the mercy of Guru, one gets
Krishna.
He explained that in the heart there's a creeper, a bhakti lata beach, a creeper of devotion. By watering this bhakti lata beach, it will grow and grow and gradually come to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Goloka
Vrindavan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described we should be very careful of Vaishnav aparadh.
It's
compared to a mad elephant. And then mad elephant can go into the garden and crush all the creepers in the garden. The garden is completely destroyed. So this Vaishnava aparadh is very dangerous.
Sawadhan.
Be very careful.
And
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described there are weeds that may choke this devotional creeper. The desire for pride, adoration. He also described that this process of developing Krishna prema is like boiling sugarcane juice. First you have the sugarcane juice. Then you start boiling it. Boiling more and more. It becomes sugar. Then it becomes gore. Then sugar candy, mishri. And then it becomes
burfi.
Everyone likes burfi. So by hearing and chanting and watering this bhakti lata beach, we can gradually boil that sugar more and more until we come to the platform of Krishna prema. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described to Rupa Goswami the different rasas. The Shantarasa, the Sakya Rasa, Dasya Rasa, Vatsarya Rasa, and the topmost Madhurya Rasa. And Rupa Goswami became so expert in these rasas, he was known as the Rasacharya. And he wrote extensively in his books Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Ujjvala Nilamani about the different rasas. Rupa Goswami wrote many books. He even wrote dramas. Natak. He wrote Vidagdha Madhava and Lalita Madhava. And then he traveled to Puri and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. He was in Puri for 10 months with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, give up your wealth, give up your position, and go to Sri Vrindavan Dham.
तो चित्रा गुरु ने आदेश दिया कि आप अपने पूरा जो घर है पद है सब का त्याग करके आप वृंदावन चले जाओ।
So then Rupa Goswami he divided his wealth.
तो रूप गोस्वामी ने अपना जो घर था अलग लोगों में बांट दिया।
He gave 50% to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas for spreading Krishna consciousness.
उनका जो घर था उनके पास जो 50% उसमें से ब्राह्मणों को दलितों को दिया जिसके द्वारा कृष्ण भाव का प्रचार कर सके।
He gave 25% to his relatives.
तो 25% उसमें से अपने सामानियों को दिया।
And he kept 25% for personal emergencies, and he kept with one grocer.
तो आवश्यकता पड़े तो ग्रोसर भी इसलिए उन्हें 25% अपने पास रखा।
Later, Sanatan Goswami used that Lakshmi to escape from prison.
तो उसके बाद जो 25% जो था, वो उसका भी सुनने सनातन गोस्वामी क्या जेल से छुटने के लिए।
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Rupa Goswami and the other Goswamis 4 missions.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु रूप गोस्वामी आदि गोस्वामी के चार अलग प्रकार के कार्य बताए।
आंदोलन हाँ मिशन आंदोलन ओके यू नो हाउ टू ट्रांसलेट 4 मिशंस नंबर 1 गो टू वृंदावन एंड री एस्टैब्लिश द लॉस्ट पास्ट टाइम प्लेसेस ऑफ राधा एंड कृष्णा
तो ये लगा वृंदावन का वहां जो लुप्त हो गए जो स्थलियां हैं भगवान लीला से उसे दोबारा स्थापित करो
Mission number 2, establish temples to glorify the Lord. Mission number 3, write books explaining the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Mission number 4, show by your personal example the ultimate standard of Vaishnava etiquette and
dealings.
So Rupa Goswami, he traveled to
Vrindavan.
And there, he was establishing the lost pastime places. And he knew that if he could find the temple and the deity of Radha Govinda, then his mission would be successful. But he could not find Radha Govinda. Then one small cowherd boy came to him. And he said, look, there is a hill over there. And every day one cow comes to that hill and the dew is coming onto the hill in one place.
तो गाय वहाँ हर रोज जाती है वहाँ पहाड़ के ऊपर तो वहाँ हर रोज दूध वहाँ जाती है.
And you go to that place and you dig under that place because there, at that place, there is Radha Govinda. So Rupa Goswami went there and he saw the cow is that place. And the boy is saying, look, I told you. And then the boy disappeared. And then Rupa Goswami, he called the people in the village, come, come, up, so, aye, aye. And they began to dig in that place. And there they found the beautiful deity of Govinda. Shishirani Govinda Dev Ki. And he took help of one very rich king from Rajasthan and he built a beautiful, beautiful mandir for Shishirani Govinda Dev.
तो एक राजस्थान के राजा की सहायता से वृंदावन को बहुत बड़ा विशाल मंदिर का निर्माण किया।
And this beautiful mandir we are sitting in now, Shishi Radha Govinda Dev Mandir here in ISKCON Noida, is a replica and is inspired by the beautiful Radha Govinda temple designed by Srila Rupa Goswami. So Srila Rupa Goswami is our Rasa Acharya. He has such a dear disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He spread the knowledge of Krishna Bhakti. He inspired Srila Prabhupada, who sat at his samadhi before going to the West. And Srila Prabhupada declared that we are Rupanugas, we are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami.
Srila Prabhupada ne ghoshit kiya ki hum sabhi Srila Rupa Goswami ke anuyayi hai, hum Rupanug hai.
Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Kadati Sva Padanti Kham. That we follow Srila Rupa Goswami because Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam, he knows the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And following in his footsteps, he strived to fulfill the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra should go to every town and every village all over the world. So from this wonderful base of ISKCON Noida, Sri Sri Radha Govindaji Mandir, which is a replica of Rupa Goswami's Mandir in
Vrindavan.
Let us all take the blessings of Sri Sri Radha Govindaji in order to continue spreading this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. I am very grateful to all of you, may Apsa Bhod Abari Hay, for this opportunity to speak this morning about Srila Rupa
Goswami.
Please give me your blessings also, that I can also follow in his footsteps. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Rupa Goswami Pad Ki
Jai.
Shri Rupa Goswami Pad Ki
Jai.
Granthurai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.
Itai Gaur Vedante
Bahu.
Isri Chaitanya Prabhu Ji Ki
Jai.
Bahu Bahu Dhanyavad.
To sabhi jante hain ki ek log bahut hi Vishnu Yogra Sri Maharaj Ji ke bahut hi varishtha shishya the aur ve sanyas is mein bhi hai aur शायद अगले साल ही उनका संन्यास होगा तो हम भगवान की चरण प्रार्थना से बहुत जल्दी उनको संन्यास स्वीकार दे पाए जिसे और ज़्यादा हमें आशीर्वाद मिले उनका। तो प्रभु जी पिछले साल आए थे तो उसके बाद बहुत लंबे समय के बाद आए तो उनकी चरण प्रार्थना करते बार बार इतना ज़्यादा दूरी मत रखिए तो बार बार आते रहे जिससे हम सभी लाभान्वित हो सकते हैं। हरे कृष्ण की
जय।
प्रसाद के उपरांत जो